Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. More than 1,000 people had to be rescued by the National Guard and U.S. Coast Guard from rooftops and the tops of their vehicles in Baton Rouge, Louisiana today after days of heavy rain caused historic flooding. Leighton Ricks is president of the Livingston Parish. He's telling people to hang in there.
Please be patient. We understand you're waiting. We are coming to get you.
Now, at least two people have died, and Governor John Bel Edwards says more rain is expected.
This is certainly not over. The rain continues to fall. It continues to fall in the areas that have been most impacted already. This is a very slow-moving, low-pressure system, and when it moves, we expect it to move westward.
Edwards has declared a state of emergency, and a state of emergency is also up for parts of southeast Mississippi. That state's also dealing with heavy rain that's caused several rivers to overflow their banks. In New York City, police say the imam of a mosque and his associate have been shot and killed as they left their mosque in Queens this afternoon. Authorities say no motive has been determined yet. The shooting was initially reported as a robbery. That mosque serves a community of Bangladeshi immigrants. The gunman is at large. In Switzerland, six people are injured after an armed man attacked passengers on a train and then set it on fire. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports Swiss police are investigating the motives behind this attack.
Police in the northeast canton of Saint-Gallen say the attacker was a 27-year-old Swiss citizen. He was armed with at least one knife and flammable liquid, which he poured out inside the train. Police say the liquid caught fire. He and his six victims have been hospitalized with stab and burn wounds. The victims include three adults, two 17-year-olds, and a 6-year-old child. No attack like this has happened in Switzerland in recent memory. Last month, in Germany, a 17-year-old Afghan refugee wielding an axe and knife attacked several passengers on a train in Bavaria, injuring five people. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News.
Colombia and Venezuela have partially reopened their border today to allow Venezuelans to shop for basic food and medicines. Those are in short supply because of the severe economic crisis. The BBC's Danny Eberhardt has more.
Before dawn, long queues of Venezuelans built up at the main crossing point. As they walked towards the city of Cucuta on the Colombian side, they were welcomed by a banner proclaiming the two countries as brotherly nations. The countries, which have seen their fair share of sibling disputes, have agreed to open five crossings for 12 hours a day. Venezuela is facing a severe economic crisis. When the border was opened briefly in July, 100,000 Venezuelans poured across to stock up on items that are in short supply at home, including cooking oil, sugar, and rice.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt reporting. This is NPR. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has hired a cybersecurity firm to investigate the hacking into the committee's computers. This after personal and official information of Democratic House members and congressional staff was posted online. And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is urging fellow Democrats to change their cell phone numbers. She also says she's received several harassing calls after that hacking, describing them as mostly obscene voicemails and text messages. Turkey's prime minister says Vice President Joe Biden will visit his country later this month. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports this trip comes as tensions grow between the U.S. and Turkey.
Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told Turkish journalists in Ankara that Biden will come to Turkey on August 24th. That's the day Secretary of State John Kerry was due to arrive. Kerry will now visit in October, according to Yildirim. Yildirim is also quoted as saying Turkey cannot compromise with Washington on the issue of extraditing cleric Fethullah Gülen. Turkey accuses Gülen of ordering the July 15th coup. Gülen denies having anything to do with it. A U.S. delegation is due in Turkey later this month to discuss issues surrounding the extradition request. Turkey's repeating its demand that Gülen be arrested. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The actor who played R2-D2 in the Star Wars films has died. British actor Kenny Baker was in his early 80s. The 3-foot-8-inch actor first appeared inside the R2-D2 costume in the 1977 film and continued to portray the character in several Star Wars films through 1999. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.